AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has set a deadline, 8 p.m. Washington time, for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all ship traffic. If not, he threatened on social media, a whole civilization will die tonight. U.S. Ambassador at the U.N. Mike Waltz says there is still time to talk.
The U.S. remains prepared for meaningful diplomacy, but diplomacy cannot succeed where defiance, delay, and escalation remain Tehran's only response.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Iran must open the strait.
Iran is violating every law known by striking commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, and it's a big problem for the world. I mean, this is a regime that doesn't believe in laws, rules, or anything like that. It's a state sponsor of terrorism.
Iran's U.S. Ambassador Amir Saeed Erivani explains what the Trump threat would mean.
U.S. officials have made threats to destruction of infrastructure indispensable to the survival of the civilian population. Such threats, including the U.S. president's call for widespread destruction of essential civilian infrastructure, constitute incitement to war crimes and potentially genocide, and must be explicitly condemned under international law.
People in Tehran are rushing to stock up on bottled water and charge cell phones and portable power banks as the hours tick down. Since the war began, the president has repeatedly imposed deadlines linked to threats, only to extend them. But the president insisted this time it's final. The Artemis II astronauts are chatting it up with their friends aboard the International Space Station. The three Americans and one Canadian put in a call to their station colleagues while heading home from the moon. Delta Airlines is joining the growing list of carriers raising checked bag fees as jet fuel costs soar. This is AP News. New research shows financial gains for many black-led nonprofits after George Floyd's death were short-lived.
The racial reckoning that followed George Floyd's 2020 murder carried hopes of new support for disproportionately underfunded black-led nonprofits. But a study by Candid and Black Philanthropy Group, ABFE, found only a subset of large black-led nonprofits saw temporary funding increases between 2020 and 2022, while smaller organizations saw no significant change. In light of the report, ABFE CEO Susan Taylor Batten is calling on foundations to build more relational, trust-based connections with black-led nonprofits. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Engineers and firefighters are assessing damage to Panama's Bridge of the Americas after a fuel truck explosion killed at least one person. The explosion happened at the base of the bridge, which crosses the Panama Canal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.